Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christmas Eve 2024, 7:15 now. Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, playing the Christmas music. Jordan Fiegel producing from his unknown location. You listening, that's what makes the whole thing important. Tim, you got to find the Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling, because it really is a Christmas Eve song. Weather is going to be kind of nice today, not so great tomorrow, but the weather is the least of Christmas, right? I mean, we'd like it to be cold and put us in that mood. Right now it's 51 degrees, going up to 70 today. Likewise tomorrow, however, you got to factor in an 80% chance for showers tomorrow. They're saying it might not be a washout, but just some passing showers here or there as you go over the hills and through the, well, we don't really have any hills here. But anyway, to Grandma's house, 60% chance for showers on Thursday. 77 for a high on Friday, but dry, 60% chance for showers on Saturday. Then Sunday, dry with highs near 70. And looking ahead to New Year's Eve, no rain, but we'll finish kind of unseasonably warm with highs near 70. Laura Adams joins us right now, award-winning author, speaker, host of Money Girl Podcast, 43 million downloads, and founder of The Money Stack. How you doing, Laura?
Hey there, doing great. Great to be with you.
Before we talk about this, tell me how you go. How does one develop a podcast that attracts 42 million downloads? Because that's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. You do it a long time and you do it consistently. And I think over time, the audience just begins to trust you and, you know, they want to tune in and see what you have to say. So it's been a real joy developing that community.
And the podcast is called Money Girl.
That's right.
And you find it where?
Find it anywhere you get your podcast. Apple Podcast is very popular. Spotify. There's so many great apps that where you can get podcasts these days.
It'd be hard to miss it. Tell me about some research on unwanted gifts, because one thing I used to have a problem with Christmas lore was, you know, I remember sitting there having conversations as a younger guy. You don't really have any money and you're financially stressed and you got to go out and buy the brother-in-law a $20 sweater and they go out and buy you a $20 sweater. Neither one of you wants to buy it. Neither one of you really wants to give it to the other, but you feel it, and neither one really cares about getting it. And in the meantime, the department store is profiting off of this and nobody's really happy. Is that along the lines of what we're saying here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I work as a spokesperson for Finder.com. They've done this study several years in a row, and I really find it interesting because, as you said, it can be a stressful time of year financially, psychologically, for many folks, and buying gifts, especially if they're unwanted, seems like a real waste of money and time. So this year, we found that 53% of adults said they're going to receive at least one unwanted gift. So we're talking about 140 million Americans, and this translates into $10.1 billion in unwanted presents. Mm. So that's just a lot of money.
When we say unwanted, and I'm not trying to get too far in the weeds here, is that, I wonder if that's defined by, oh Lord, now I have to give them something. What the hell am I going to do with this? How do you define that? Do you know, Laura, how they defined it?
Yeah. So the Finder.com survey looked at folks who had received presents and asking them, what do you expect again this year? And so what we found most interesting is that it's clothes and accessories. 43% of the survey respondents said, When I talk about an unwanted gift, it is in the clothes and accessories category. So, you know, what I take away is that maybe if you're trying to give someone that tie or socks or a hat, maybe think twice about that. You know, when we look at the most unwanted gifts, it's probably those types of items. And so maybe think about giving something else that the recipient might be a little bit more excited about, like books. Mm-hmm. We found that those are very popular. Books, even food, drink, technology. These are the types of gifts that people say are more wanted this time of year.
What is that word you used? What is it? Book?
Yeah, the old-fashioned literature, books, you know, interestingly, are what people say they enjoy receiving versus the tie.
You can give somebody hours of entertainment and escapism. They can go anywhere they want if you give them a good book, and I think that's a great idea. And the thing, again, Laura, not to belabor the point, but that used to drive me crazy is, what is the point in buying each other a sweater that came from the same shelf, maybe a different color, and giving it to each other? That's just nuts, other than if you own the department store that sells the sweaters, right?
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. The Finder.com study also found that people are re-gifting a lot. Fewer Americans are keeping the gifts that they get that are unwanted. More and more of them are re-gifting to somebody else. We found 39% said, yep, when I get that unwanted gift, I'm just going to wrap it up and give it to somebody else. So this is an increasing phenomenon. So, you know, whether that's right for you, who's to say? But you might also want to think about exchanging the unwanted gift if you got the receipt, maybe even selling it, you know, going on a site like eBay or somewhere where you can thrift it and turn it around, you know, versus keeping something that you don't really want.
Untie that ribbon and rip the paper open and open the box and look at that sweater. And the person says, do you like it? And the person receiving the gift says, do I like it? Sure, I like it. That's why I bought it for you last year. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up 7:21. If you have any questions about buying gifts or giving gifts, and I'd like you to weigh in on this at 504-260-1870. And tell me about unwanted gifts. Do you get a lot of unwanted gifts? And if so, what is it about the gift that makes you not want it? And how do you handle gift giving in your family with extended family? Then people, you know, brothers and sisters exchange gifts. And before you know it, they got kids and you can't buy for everybody. So they decide to get just for the kids and they maybe pick names. And how much money will be spent worldwide? Our friend, our new friend, Laura Adams, award-winning author, speaker, host of the Money Girl podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, 43 million downloads, and founder of The Money Stack. I want to talk about that as well because I'm interested in Money Stack. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. We're talking about gifts. How much in gifts are bought, unwanted gifts? $10.1 billion up from $9.1 billion. And Laura, I've been talking about $20 sweaters, but there are no more $20 sweaters, really, are there? What's the average price of these gifts?
That's right. The Finder.com study found that we're talking about $72 per gift. So that really does add up. As you mentioned, we're talking $10 billion in unwanted presents. And that just seems really wasteful to me. You know, another thing to consider might be buying somebody an experience versus an item, you know, whether that's going on a trip together, you know, going somewhere that you can make a valuable memory together. That could be something somebody really appreciates much more than getting an unwanted present.
You know, I was married for 38 years, and I was trying to think as during the commercial break if I ever bought my wife, that then wife, anything that she ever liked, and I don't know that I ever did. I don't know if it's different when it comes to spouses, when it comes to significant others, when it comes to distant relatives. Are there any recommendations financially that you would make to families about getting a handle on all of this?
Well, it does start with planning. You know, I think if you can set a budget and decide ahead of time, what can I afford to spend? What is my overall budget? Then kind of make a list of everybody you need to buy a gift for, and then dividing that budget out and being realistic about, you know, can I tip the hairdresser? Can I, you know, give the mailman a tip? Whoever you want to tip, your teacher, kids' teachers. And then realizing, okay, I may need to either pare down that giving list or pare down the amount that I'm going to give. what happens is a lot of people get caught off guard. They find that, you know, they're buying too much, or they're needing to travel. They're needing to spend money on a party or an outfit. And those expenses end up getting charged on a credit card. And then we carry that credit card debt into the new year. And then it takes us months to pay it off. So if we can plan ahead, whether that means setting aside a budget or maybe even putting a little bit in a savings account that's just dedicated for the holidays, you're going to have a little bucket of money there that you're prepared to pay.
Ooh, having been there and done that with that January credit card bill coming in and realizing, wow, it was nice being Santa Claus, but now not so nice. What you said just now resonated with me, Laura Adams, and that is budget. And I don't know of many people that go into the Christmas season with a budget. They start making a list and checking it twice, but they don't check the budget first. And that really, when it comes to personal finance, the budget is everything. Is it not, budgeting?
It is. And you have to come up with that budget on your own. What is that? Is it, you know, 1% of your annual income that you want to spend on gifts, or is it a much smaller amount? What are your goals? You know, how does this budget for the holidays fit into other things you're trying to accomplish by the year end? Maybe if you're trying to put a little bit more in your retirement account by the end of the year, you know, maybe that means sacrificing a little bit on the holiday gifts. So you've got to figure out what is your priority. And hey, if spending a lot on the holidays is your priority, wonderful. But for many people, it does end up being something that they regret after the holidays. So really thinking about future, the future you, what are you going to be happy with in the new year? How do you want to start the new year? And really giving that a lot of thought. Also talking about it with your family. Maybe you all get together and say, we're going to limit the gifts this year. Maybe we only buy for the kids, or maybe we limit the cost of gifts per person to a lower amount. Come up with a plan that really makes sense for everybody and is going to move you closer to your goals in the new year.
How much do we have to spend? And if we don't have it, how do we intend to pay for it after? Thank you, Laura Adams. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Thanks so much.
You bet. Laura Adams, award-winning author, speaker, host of Money Girl Podcast, 43 million downloads, founder of the Money Stack. When we come back, we'll continue to talk finances. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, joins us to talk about 1 in 4 credit card rewards holders left free money on the table in 2024. You don't want that to happen. We'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.